framing square, whatever pitch you want it on so many times, and that's your rafter cut on sawhorses. You don't never look back at them. Next time you see them, they're going up on the house. And we decked this with pine, 6 or 8 inch boards for years and years. This day and time, they use half inch plywood. Strong wind blow the whole top off. A lot of people laugh about it, but it'll happen. Of course, I hope we don't have that kind of weather no time soon, but it can be done. Now you're finishing cuts on the inside. Say, for instance, your door casing. That's made out of 5/4 material. And dressed down with whichever dressing you want on the inside. 2x6 or whatever equivalent to the outside. And then you put your hinges on, hang your door, put your lock in, fix your eye on the wall, and the door is shut. Of course, you have to adjust right where you want it so it'll just click instead of flopping after you close it. And your molding, you've got certain cuts on that. We stand the two upright pieces on the door squared straight up. And then you measure your outside walls and 45 them half coat, and it fits in that. You can see the marking where it went, but it almost completely filled your work up. It's almost complete seal. You do your windows without the top header the same way. Whichever molding you put on for your outside casing. Now, on the inside, you come in with your material to insulate. That goes between all your 16-inch studs. Awesome, the older type used to be 24, but now it's 16. Reasonable width building is 4s. The heavy, wider buildings, 2x6s. Papered on this plywood for the top, and then shingle. A lot of people put chimneys in. That's quite a novelty. But back then, you could get one built. The labor would be $25, and you could build one in a day's time, or average house. Now they'll cost you from $250 up. The material and all run around $1,000 for the same job.
For building, what was that name?
One chimney.
Oh,
one chimney. Mm-hmm. Of course, now that's stack chimney. It's fireplace in two different rooms.
When, during what period of time, from say about what year to, I know you're retired now, but for what period of time did you build houses on?
Well, the last phase I was in, that was 55 through 13 and a half years from 55. Which now I've laid all that aside and don't fool with them. Scared I mashed my finger.
Tim told me something about, he said you worked with a group of people that you call the Red-Headed Boys.
Oh yeah, now that's your, let's see, their names were, anyway, roofing was all they did, they tacked on shingles, and if you didn't watch, they could put them on fast and the folks could tow them up. I never did like the work, but they done quite a bit.
Did they not be good?
Not in my sight, they didn't, but...
What did they do that was not...
Well, they wouldn't put enough nails in the roof.
Uh-huh.